Blog Talk Radio.
As the hart panted after the water brooks, so my soul panted after thee, O God. My soul thirsted for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? So now in your mercy, grant us peace. Amen.
Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him.
Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York. We will not be taking any calls tonight, but if you have questions, you can email us at hodminister@gmail.com. Or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York. We also encourage you to visit our social network at www.myhocm.ning.com and our Christian bookstore as House of Christ Ministry. At www.houseofchristbookstore.com. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministries, House of David Ministries, at www.reversedofrevival.com. And as we welcome you tonight, and we proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world, and honoring the Great Commission according to Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. And Jesus spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. When we are delivered or receive the burden in our hearts to serve the Lord, we often want to move out from where we are in order to touch others we do not know. Yet, what about the testimony of our families, friends, neighbors, co-workers, fellow students who need to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ? Who will minister to them and teach them in the ways of God? Mark 5, verses 18 through 20 says, And when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Albeit Jesus suffered him not, but said unto him, Go on to thy friends, and tell them how great things the Lord had done for thee, and had had compassion on thee. And he departed, and began to publish in the Decapolis all great things Jesus had done for him. And all men did marvel. God planted you right where you are, to reach people where you are. The people around you are important to God, and he planted you in their lives as an extension of his love to them, with the intention of extending salvation and then development in the word of true teaching. Beloved, we must complete the task. We must forcefully advance the kingdom. We must make the enemies of Jesus Christ his footstool. Let us start with our families, our neighbors, our friends, and co-workers, and fellow students. We are to walk in authority on this earth and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. I cried unto thee, O Lord, with my voice. When my spirit is overwhelmed, I will pour out my complaint to you. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him? Teach me to do thy will. For thou art my God, thy spirit is good. Lead me unto the land of uprightness, Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake, for thy righteousness' sake. Bring my soul out of trouble. Cut off my enemies and destroy them that afflict my soul, for I am thy servant. Let the high praises of God be continually in my mouth, and the two-headed sword in my hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen, and punishment upon the enemies. Hear my cry, O God, and attend unto my prayer, in the name of Jesus Christ, who will reign forever and ever. Amen. Tonight will be taken from Exodus 20. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy maidservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and honored it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. And all the people saw the thundering and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. And they said unto Moses, speak thou with us, and we will hear. But let not God speak with us, lest we die. And Moses said unto the people, fear not, for God is come to prove you, and that his fear may be before your faces, that ye sin not. And the people stood afar off, and Moses drew near unto the thick darkness where God was. And the Lord said unto Moses, thus thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, ye have seen that I have walked with you from heaven. Ye shall not make me gods of silver, neither shall ye make unto you gods of gold. An altar of earth thou shalt make unto me, and thou shalt sacrifice thereon thy burnt offerings and thy peace offerings, thy sheep and thine oxen. In all places where I record my name, I will come unto thee, and I will bless thee. And if thou wilt make an altar of stone, thou shalt not build it of hewn stone. For if thou lift up thy tool upon it, thou hast polluted it. Neither shalt thou go up by steps unto mine altar, that thy nakedness be not discovered thereon. There end the reading of the word. Let us honor God's word. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We would like to remind you that we are not taking any calls. But if you have questions, you can email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York. As we continue on this spiritual journey, tonight's lesson will be the continuation of where we left last week, Understanding Curses. Biblical causes for a curse in Deuteronomy 27, verse 15 through 26. We will examine each reason for these curses verse by verse. Deuteronomy chapter 27, verses 15 through 26. And we'll start at verse 15. Verse 15 tells us, but a person will be cursed for idolatry. This includes bringing idols into your home. Many have the little Buddhas, statues of false deities in various cultures, Aztec, Incas, or Polynesian gods, or African statues, false deities, and mask in their homes, causing their homes to be cursed. In today's society, some have moved from graven and molten idols to human idols and things including jobs and families. To better understand the application of this text of Scripture today, we must define idolatry. What is idolatry? The Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary, 10th edition, states that it is the worship of a physical object as a god. It is also immoderate, exceeding or going past usual or suitable bounds, attachment or devotion to something. This is how some sports fans, music fans, act towards stars. They are excessive and go beyond suitable bounds regarding their devotion to a team, a person, or organization. The Hebrew word for idolatry is theophemy, meaning a family idol or images, teraphim. Idolatry is the worship of anyone or anything other than the one true living God. This includes the worship of gods in religions that are not of the triune God, or people such as stars, politicians, all people, animals, and things. Idolatry or worship of false god in false religions is a great sin because it exalts the creation, fallen angel masquerading as gods, people, animals, the earth, the moon, and the stars above the true creator. From this, we can deduce that even in America today, although we may not be bowing down to physical statues, we yet are an idolatrous nation. We worship money, people with gifts and talents, our jobs, our spouses, or those that we are interested in. We worship material things like houses and cars. We put so many things above and before God, expecting God to yet have to bless us, even though we have opened a door to a curse. What is an abomination? The Hebrew word for abomination is toibat, pronounced toaba, meaning something disgusting, an abhorrence, especially idolatry, or an idol, a custom or thing. This is a terrible sin in the eyes of God, and it will be the prominent sin in the last days. There are many who don't believe that idolatry can be the worship of people and images. Yet in the book of Revelation 13, verses 13 through 15, we see that it is the sin that the false prophet shall do, exalting the Antichrist, it reads, "And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth, that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast be killed." The Greek word for image in this text of Scripture is pronounced icon, meaning likeness, statue, representation, resemblance, or image. Many of us have become idolaters through watching and exalting the images and likenesses of people that we watch on televisions and in movies. They have become more than entertainers to us, for we grow to love and adore them. This includes sports players. Verse 16 tells us that a person is cursed for setting a light by his father and mother. What does this mean? The Hebrew word for light in this text of Scripture is kaula, meaning to hold in contempt, despise, lightly esteem. People are cursed for dishonoring one's parents. I do believe that this includes a person's spiritual parents or leaders. So many today disrespect both natural and spiritual parents, as well as those in leadership over them, thus opening a door in their lives to failure, lack, and brokenness. Often, this can be done through actions or words of disrespect. King David's son, Absalom, is a typical example of this. He tried to overthrow his father by winning the hearts of the people. Yet, he was caught up in a tree by his heir, personal glory, and killed. As he hung from the tree in 2 Samuel verses 8, 2 Samuel 18 verses 8 through 17. If we cannot honor natural parents, how can we honor God who is our Father? We are living in a time wherein children shall call the authorities and their parents for chastening them and do not respect basic instructions. Verse 17 tells us that a person can be cursed for moving landmarks or boundaries. The Hebrew word for landmark is gebul, meaning territory, border, enclosed, limit, quarter space. It is stealing land by moving the bounds. Is our nation guilty of this? We have moved the landmarks from the American Indians. Whenever they were moved to one part of the country, if that land became valued and wanted, we would move the bounds of what they had and relocated them. This can also be applied to someone stealing something that belongs to another. This is similar to what King David did with Bathsheba. He stole another man's wife and had the man sent to his death. We see the result of this by the death of David and Bathsheba's first child, and causing the sword to never be taken from David's house or family. 2 Samuel 12, verses 1 through 20, gives us the details. And the Lord sent Nathan unto David, and he came unto him and said unto him, there were two men in one city, the one rich and the other poor. The rich man had exceeding many flocks and herbs, but the poor man had nothing, save one little ewe lamb, which he had bought and nourished up. And it grew up together with him and with his children. It did eat of his own meat and drank of his own cup and lay in his bosom and was unto him as a daughter. And there came a traveler unto the rich man, and he spared to take of his own flock and of his own herb to dress for the wayfaring man that was come unto him, but took the poor man's lamb and dressed it for the man that was to come to him. And David's anger was greatly kindled against the man. And he said to Nathan, as the Lord liveth, the man that hath done this thing shall surely die. And he shall restore the lamb fourfold, because he did this thing, and because he had no pity. And Nathan said to David, thou art the man. Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I anointed thee king over Israel, and I delivered thee out of the hand of Saul, and I gave thee thy master's house and thy master's wives into thy bosom, and gave thee the house of Israel and of Judah. And if that had been too little, I would moreover have given unto thee such and such things. Wherefore, hast thou despised the commandment of the Lord to do evil in his sight, thou hast killed Uriah the Hittite with the sword, and hast taken his wife to be thy wife, and hast slain him with the sword of the children of Ammon. Now therefore, the sword shall never depart from thine house, because thou hast despised me, and hast taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be thy wife. Thus saith the Lord, behold, I will raise up evil against thee out of thine own house, and I will take thy wives before thine eyes, and give them unto thy neighbor, and he shall lie with thy wives in the sight of the sun. For thou didst it secretly, but I will do this thing before all Israel and before the sun. And David said unto Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said unto David, the Lord also hath put away thy sin. Thou shalt not die. Howbeit, because by this deed thou hast given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme, the child also that is born unto thee shall surely die. And Nathan departed unto his house. And the Lord struck the child that Uriah's wife bare unto David, and it was very sick. David therefore besought God for the child, and David fasted, and went in, and lay all night upon the earth. And the elders of his house arose, and went to him, to raise him up from the earth. But he would not, neither did he eat bread with them. And it came to pass on the seventh day that the child died, and the servant of David feared to tell him that the child was dead. For they said, behold, while the child was yet alive, we spake unto him, and he would not hearken unto our voices. How will he then vex himself if we tell him that the child is dead? But when David saw that his servants whispered, David perceived that the child was dead. Therefore, David said unto his servant, is the child dead? And they said, he is dead. Then David arose from the earth, and washed, and anointed himself, and changed his apparel, and came into the house of the Lord, and worshipped. Then he came to his own house, and when he required, they set bread before him, and he did eat. Taking something that belonged to another will bring a curse. This curse can also be applied to verse 24 of this text of Scripture. We will take a short break and come right back. Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministries present, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission. As we continue on this spiritual journey and doing our lesson on deliverance and curses, we come to the end of tonight's lesson and we will continue on Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. At this time, we would like to extend an invitation to those who seek to know Jesus Christ and to those who do not know Jesus Christ and to those who knew him but turned away from him. I would like to remind you of Romans 3, verse 23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Because all of us have sinned, we are separated from God. Not many people will dispute that they have sinned. We all have personal weaknesses and personal guilt. People are naturally self-serving. Even though people do good things, we all have done our share of wrong. Tonight, we have the opportunity to make this right. Jesus Christ was always inviting people to come to him and to become his follower. He said to those by the Sea of Galilee, follow me. He invited his listeners to follow him. He also invited them to come by faith, to come for healing, and to come for hope, and to come for happiness. And tonight, I encourage you to come to Jesus.
Oh, bless the name of the Lord. This is an appeal to reach out and touch Jesus. As he's passing away right this very moment,
you will find he's not to be there.
I'm talking to you, my sister. I'm talking to you, my brother. I'm talking to some mother. I'm talking to some father right now. I'm talking to that young man. I'm talking to that young woman. Jesus is passing away right now. If you just reach out and touch Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus of Nazareth is passing away. Somebody just reach out and touch Jesus right now. Everybody of a soul right now in the name of Jesus. Reach out and touch Jesus.
He's
passing away.
For you and rose again. His blood washes away our sins. He can give you a new life if you'll submit. Come to Christ now, while there is still time. While you can. Right where you are, please pray this prayer with me in faith. Father, it is written in your word that if I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, and believe in my heart that you have raised him from the dead, I shall be saved. Therefore, Father, I confess that Jesus Christ is my Lord. I make him Lord of my life right now. I believe in my heart that you have raised Jesus Christ from the dead. I renounce my past life with Satan and close the door to any of his devices. I thank you for forgiving me of all my sins. Jesus Christ is my Lord, and I am a new creation. All things have passed away. Now all things become new. In Jesus' name, amen. Dear friend, if you have just received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior and would like more information to help you grow spiritually, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Almont, New York, 11003. Or you can email us at hodminister@gmail.com. God bless you for tuning into our show tonight. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, reminding you to tune in every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if this lesson has been a blessing, please write to us and we will be happy to mail you copies of each lesson. Dismiss us, O Lord, and send us forth in your strength. Keep us in your care, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen and good night.